Okay, we're going to deal with, in prayer, in tefillah, we're going to deal with Ato Hashem, you God. So the question is, are you talking to God or about God? Ato is second person, so you're talking to God. Hashem is third person, so you're talking about God. So the question is, which is it? Are you talking to God or about God? That's the question. Now, the thing is, it's really both. Talking to both. To God and about God. Hashem is, we're talking about that God is, his existence cannot be understood by the human. And anything, the only way we can know God is only what he is not, so we try to understand. Like, for instance, if we say God is one, Hashem Echad, God is one. So, well, there's one army. Well, God can't be one like an army, because then there's many individuals. It can't be like one human, because human has parts, and etc. You go through all the types of ones, and God is not that one. However you define one is not God. And the same thing, you go through the physical. It's a study of what God is not. But you cannot know God. Okay? So that is Hashem. Now, when you recognize that God is so great, then you have to ask the question, why does God, how is it possible that God relates to me? In fact, King David in Psalms asked that question. He says, what is the human that God should remember him, meaning that God should think of him? And he doesn't have an answer. And the reason why he doesn't have an answer, because why God relates to us has to be bound up in God's nature. Okay, and since we cannot know anything about God, so we cannot know why he relates to us. So the you is, I don't know why God relates to me, but I do know in fact that he does relate to me. Okay, and therefore I speak to that God that listens to what I have to say, and to my prayers, and to my requests. But I must always have in mind, simultaneously that I'm talking to him, that I know he listens, I must constantly have in mind that he himself, I can have no idea about who he is. I must have those two ideas together. Whenever I make a prayer, I must have those two ideas. When I relate to God, I must know simultaneously he is above anything that the human can understand, and simultaneously I know that he listens to what I have to say. We cannot know, again, we cannot know who God is, but we can know how he relates to us. We can learn we know the laws of nature, so he relates us through the laws of nature. Through Torah, we could learn Hashgacha Pratis, the God's personal system, so how he relates to us personally. So we can learn the system. How he relates to us, we have an obligation to study, to understand how he relates to us. What we don't know is who God is and what. And since that he relates to us is bound up in his nature, okay, so we cannot answer that question, why he relates to us, but we do know how he relates to us. And so whenever you're relating to God, you must always have these two ideas in mind. The world doesn't recognize this. That's why they had a problem. Christianity had a problem. So they couldn't understand how to relate to a non-physical thing. So they created a physical part, namely Jesus. You know what I mean? That's what they do. Whenever they have a problem, they add a fact that's ridiculous. You understand? The ancients had this problem. I mean, each one had to deal with this problem, and they each dealt with it in a making God into a physical being. And we just recognize, no, we cannot know that. That's it. We cannot make him into a physical being. We must always have that in mind. And we can't even understand why he should relate to us. The fact is, he does.
Can we know?
In other words, besides halacha, in other words, when you understand how God relates to us, then you understand how to relate to God. Okay? So it works both ways. But that's a study that you have to know to study how God relates to us. Put it this way, I know that I have to do correct actions. That's the only plan. I don't know if there's any plan. God might have a plan, but I cannot know his plan. I can only do correct actions. I can only know what God wants. So therefore, I do those actions which God wants. And what he wants, I could get from Torah, from the physical world. In other words, if you're on a high enough level, you can maybe get it from the physical world. Mm-hmm. But we get it from Torah. Torah guides us what God wants.